This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What does it take to change the course of lung disease? It takes groundbreaking research in pursuit of new therapies. It takes the world's leading experts in complex pulmonary conditions focused on restoring patients' quality of life. It takes visionaries to improve treatment options for even the most advanced disease. To lead lung care forward across our region and the world, it takes Temple Health.
It's time to wrap up tonight's show with the 343.
3-4.
Three local stories, four headlines from around the world, and three things that made you smile about the game.
Atlanta Soccer Tonight is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Welcome back. Atlanta Soccer Tonight, putting a bow on the show as we're into the Soccer Pirate Radio portion of the evening after 11 o'clock. We're usually 10 o'clock every Tuesday night, but Hawks basketball pushed us back just a little bit tonight. I'm Jason Longshore, joined tonight by Madison Cruz, who you know well from Atlanta United coverage here on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. It's time for the 343, which is brought to you by Ford. Visit your local Ford dealer. Y'all know how this goes. Three local stories, four headlines, three things that make us smile about the game that we love so much. Let's start with number one on the local side. Maddie, you had the chance. We're working on a preview of the Atlanta United 2 season. They kick off on Friday. What did you learn today as you got to speak to some folks about the team this season?
I think there's just a lot of excitement and anticipation building with this season for the Twos. You know, last season they finished 13th in the East. You know, not exactly where you want to be. And I think talking to head coach Steve Cook, talking to Cooper Sanchez, to Ronan Wynn, to Ryan Carmichael as well, there's a lot of anticipation and it's a lot of great new players coming in, a lot of old players as well coming in, and they're really forming a really solid connection. And Steve Cook's hoping to see that really flourish and blossom, especially as they come into Friday, as they go up against a really tough New York Red Bulls 2 side.
Yeah, you'll be able to hear that match on the SDH network, soccerdownhere.mixler.com, or at soccerdownhere.net. We'll be on the call for that one. Two of us will bring that to you. And you can also come out to Fifth Third Stadium in Kennesaw for the match on Friday night. Always a great time to see the Twos up close. And Cooper Sanchez has to stop growing, okay? He got bigger in the offseason, and it's kind of freaking me out. All right, number two on the local side, girls high school scores from around the state. Just a sampling of the scores tonight. Blackley County won 2-0 at home over Fitzgerald. Southeast Whitfield, 4-0 win on the road at Cass. Lanier, 7-0 win at home over Duluth. North Oconee, they go to 6-1 overall, 5-0 win at home over Clark Central. North Gwinnett, a big 5-0 home win over Mill Creek. Meadow Creek, 3-1 at home over Appalachie. McIntosh, they went on the road and won 2-0 at East Coweta. Alexander, 4-0 win at home over Bremen. Grovetown, a 1-0 win at home over Archer. Fayette County with a wild 4-3 win over Strong Rock Christian. And Harrison, they won in the Battle of Cobb County, 1-0 on the road at Walton. Number three on the local side, boys scores from around the state. Cedartown, they stay unbeaten with a 5-0 home win over Woodland Cartersville. Archer, also unbeaten, a 1-0 win on the road at Grovetown. Brookwood, 4-0 win at home over Central Gwinnett. We were up in Dalton today, and the Dalton Catamounts, they stay unbeaten with a 4-0 win over Vestavia Hills from Alabama. Lassiter, 5-1 win at home over Woodstock. Collins Hill, 2-1 win at home over Midtown. Marietta, 2-0 win at home over South Cobb. Evans won 2-1 over Greenbrier, the first time that they've beat Greenbrier in over a decade. Northview drew with Cherokee, but won the post-match penalty shootout afterwards. Riverwood did the same thing against Milton, draw and then win in penalties. Clark Central, they went on the road to North Oconee and won 3-0. And in the other match in that battle of Cobb County, Harrison, they did the double at Walton today, 3-1 win in the boys' match. All right, headlines from around the world, the four in the 3-4-3. UEFA Champions League results today. Dortmund was the team that was most expected to get a win, according to the supercomputers before the games. They drew at home 1-1 with Lille. PSV, it was not good. A 7-1 loss at home to Arsenal. Club Brugge, not good either. At home, they lost 3-1 to Aston Villa, and you might want to keep an eye on the villains in this competition. And Real Madrid and Atletico Madrid, the Madrid derby, and it went the way of Real Madrid at home, 2-1. So the second leg is going to be all kinds of fireworks next week. Atleti came back after conceding very early, but Real Madrid ends up finding the winner. They win 2-1. Your games tomorrow in Europe, Feyenoord, they host Inter. Feyenoord is going to get the weekend off in league play. They have a ton of injuries. We'll see if they can make it good in getting something at home against Inter tomorrow. PSG and Liverpool, two heavyweights. Liverpool fans are dreaming of very big things this year. But PSG, somehow they're better with Mbappe gone. They're better collectively. They've won their last 10 matches in all competitions. Bayern and Leverkusen, the German battle here. Joshua Kimmich has been the kind of main talking point in the German media right now. We talk about tabloids in England and Spain and Italy. The German tabloids are maybe worse in some ways, especially when it comes to Bayern. You've got former players coming out and saying that Joshua Kimmich has to make a decision. He has to sign a new contract with Bayern or he needs to walk. It's called negotiations, people. They're talking, and I think the player and the club are fine. Everybody else is yelling about it. We'll see if it's a distraction tomorrow as Bayern hosts Leverkusen. And Benfica hosting Barcelona. Keep an eye on Gavi. Have not seen an update yet. He's been out lately with an illness. He might not be back in time for this one. Number two on the headlines is the CONCACAF Champions Cup. Always entertaining, CONCA Champions, and it's gotten off to a good start. Right now, 30th minute, LAFC leading Columbus 1-0. They've lost the last three times to Wilfred Nancy and Columbus, two of those in finals. The game that just finished a little bit ago, Pumas, they beat Alajuelense 2-0 in Mexico. And the first game that started us off, Cincinnati and Tigres. Tigres, third place in Mexico. They still fired their manager over the weekend. One of their center backs retired after playing on Saturday. Now he's the manager. They drew 1-1 in Cincinnati. All the chaos in the CONCA Champions. More tomorrow. You get a Mexican Super Clasico with Chivas and Club America. Only the third time they've ever met in CONCACAF. Chivas, another club with a brand new manager. Herediano, they are hosting LA Galaxy, who are really not good at the moment. They have struggled to start MLS. Herediano, they got through RSL in the last round. Seattle hosting Cruz Azul, and early reports are that Cruz Azul left a lot of players at home, including Yorgos Yakimakis, who has two goals so far in the Clausura in Liga MX. Seattle, they lost over the weekend to RSL. And the game that I'm looking forward to in CONCACAF the most, Vancouver hosting Monterrey. The attack lately for Rayados has been super explosive. 3+ goals in three of their last four games. The other one was a 1-0 loss on the road. Vancouver, they've been pretty explosive too. They've won their last three games in all competitions, scoring at least twice in each of them. That could be a really good matchup. And you add Sergio Ramos into the mix and anything can happen. Thursday in CONCACAF, Miami hosting Cavalier FC. And keep this in mind when it comes to Cavalier. The matches in the Jamaican Premier League were postponed over the weekend due to unpaid wages to the referees. The Jamaica Observer newspaper has learned that close to 50 referees have not been paid since the start of 2025. And they said, we ain't working this weekend. So no game for Cavalier FC over the weekend. Miami had to go to Houston. They demolished the Dynamo. They come back. We'll see how all of that plays out on Thursday. Miami, if you're an Atlanta United fan, you would love to see Cavalier keep it close because the second leg is in Jamaica in front of a huge crowd. And Miami will play the Thursday before they come here on the 16th.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
See how that could look. All right. Third headline in the 3-4-3, Denver, NWSL, possible names. Maddie, I need you to pick one because this is going to go to the fans to vote. The options, Denver Peak FC, Denver Gold FC, Colorado 14ers FC, Denver Elevate FC, Colorado Summit FC, and just Denver FC.
Oh, wow. Oh, God. Oh, I got to pick it quickly.
Yep.
I don't know why Denver Elevate's really speaking to me.
Okay. I'm not a huge fan of weird verbs as like names. I like Colorado Summit FC, actually.
That one's cool, my second one. That one was another one that I really liked because I think it's different. I like it.
I'm voting for that. We'll see which one ends up becoming the one. The fans are going to vote on this via a poll. Number four on the headlines, the Italian top flight, Serie A, they want to play games in the United States now that it is legal to do so. FIFA regulations prevented it in the past. Serie A says they're going to play a game in the U.S. in league play sometime in the next 1 to 2 years. La Liga has been trying to do this for a while. How do you feel about the possibility of foreign leagues playing not friendlies in the U.S., but games that actually count, taking them out of their stadiums in their home country and bringing them here?
I'm for it. I think it's awesome because I think you're expanding everyone else's like worldview of, you know, international soccer. I feel like, you know, sometimes like it, like I feel like especially in soccer, you know, it's like, oh, there's only MLS. And it's like, no, there's Premier League. There's Serie A. There's Liga MX. Like, there's so many different places where you can enjoy soccer all over the world. And, you know, I'm not just saying this because I do like watching Serie A. I really do. I also do like watching AC Milan as well. So this would be a dream of mine to have that happen. And I get to go watch AC Milan play. That'd be amazing. I think it'd be fun. But I think it would help grow the game. I think it would help bring more fans involved and we get a lot of people more exposure into more of the world of football. I think that's so important. I think you need that. You need to help it to grow the game.
I don't hate it. I used to feel differently about this, but I think there's more opportunity than negative aspects of this. I do hope that the foreign leagues who are thinking about doing this are intelligent and create some not rules, maybe some regulations about it. Like, I don't want to see small clubs consistently sell like their game against Barcelona or their game against Milan to come play in the US and their home fans in their city don't get to see that game every single year. I hope they put some limitations on it. And if they're going to do it, it's almost like the NFL where you do it a certain number of times over a certain period of time. Like, you're not constantly giving up your biggest game to play it in another country. That's the only thing that I hope they think about when they do this, so the home fans don't get screwed in the end of all this.
Yeah. Like, right. Having like NFL go to Europe.
Yeah. Yeah, you can rotate it around and make it work to where only occasionally you're going to miss a game that you would have had at home otherwise.
Yeah.
All right, the 3-4-3, we end it with three things that make us smile about the game. Number one, we were up in Dalton, as I mentioned, for the Dalton-Vestavia Hills game. But before that, we got to see another GA100 mini pitch open up at the Matt Gaston Community Center. We got to talk to Noah Cobb. Luke Brennan was there as well. Very cool to see Atlanta United continuing to invest in these communities and build fields so kids have more places to play for free.
It's important. I think, you know, the pay-to-play model, I feel like, has gotten to a point where it's a little extreme. And I think to have an area where kids can just go and they can enjoy the game and they can love it, I think that's so important.
The result in Charlotte wasn't what we were hoping it would be when we made the trip, but seeing so many Atlanta United fans on the road, that's my number two in things that make me smile. You know, there were a ton of fans in the building all over uptown Charlotte wearing red, black, and gold. It's very cool to see. I think that culture of, yeah, I'm going to make that trip. Of course I'm going to make that trip to support my club. It's very cool to see that take hold.
Yeah, me and Sophia Cupertino were at the tailgate for a little bit and chatted with a couple of them. And then, you know, while we all were chatting, having a good time, we just saw the team walk by. So, you know, it was awesome to get to see them just get rowdy, get excited for the game, and just to see how many fans traveled, you know. And even, you know, even though the result wasn't what we wanted, we got a lot of 17s and we showed up.
The third thing that makes us smile is a very busy weekend of Atlanta United soccer coming up. It starts Friday, Atlanta United 2 in action in Kennesaw against Red Bulls 2. You can listen to it on soccerdownhere.net. You can come watch it at Fifth Third Stadium. Madison and I will be on the call for that. And then Saturday, first team action at the Benz, Atlanta United and the Red Bulls. Pre-game coverage will start at 6:30. Game will kick off at 7:40. It'll be Abe and Maddie on pregame, Mike and I on the game. And then Sunday continues with one of our favorite things that happens every year, the Unified Teams signing day. Maddie and I will be emceeing that. And that's such a cool, rewarding element of this club. Another team in the club that we're always really happy to be involved with.
I love it. It was one of the first things that I really did with the club last season was get to call the Unified game. And it was a ton of fun. I mean, it's another way to branch out and, you know, really show what Atlanta United is and show who this club is. And you're adding another team. It's more soccer. It's more soccer and, you know, 3 days of soccer. Hey, that's fine with me. I love it.
Get ready for it because it's going to be a busy weekend. Thank you so much for spending some time with both of us tonight on AST. Don't forget, we'll be back on the air Saturday night starting at 6:30 with pregame coverage of Atlanta United and the New York Red Bulls. Y'all have a good rest of the evening. Adios, everybody.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, I'm Julia Brufke-Wanger, founder of Phoenix Tax Consultants, home of the Tax Tacklers. It's tax season, and I genuinely understand the complications and frustrations that go into preparing to file. I believe that taxes should not be a do-it-yourself activity. You should leave it to the professionals. Whether you have a straightforward W-2 or a more complex return or business, our clients come back year after year. Schedule your virtual or in-person appointment today at TaxTacklers.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports.
With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.